Takeover Insights, the podcast by and with Judith Geis. Are you and your company affected by a takeover? Then you have come to the right place. Judith Geis is the expert on American takeovers in the German-speaking region. She shares valuable tips and tricks with you and shows you how to leverage this change for yourself and your company. This podcast is also for you if you want to take over a company in a German-speaking region. It's time to take the chance. Guaranteeing that your takeover fails. Learn from mistakes before they happen. An American takeover does not mark the beginning of a success story for everyone, regardless how you approach it and what you do. There will always be winners and losers. Let's be honest. This holds true for everything entrepreneurial. Often, there is a lack of appreciation for how much companies and their employees contribute to making the integration process run smoothly or to making it fail or horribly. Because we learn more readily from our mistakes than from things that work, this chapter explores two things. First, explores how the time following American takeover can be as stressful and unsuccessful as possible. Second, it explores what you can do better. Of course, I will be exaggerating to boot. Like caricatures, these exaggerations contain a kernel of truth. I have heard most of the assumptions described below in my work as an interim and project manager at many companies over the years. They are no laughing matter. I know what consequences they can have for everyone involved. By the end, so I'm sure you will be grinning because you've read this book and have come to view things in a different light. Assumptions you have hopefully given up. You will recognize yourself and others in some of the following scenes. They are informed by dogmas or assumptions, that is, beliefs many people are not even aware of. But they influence how we approach others, how we conduct ourselves, and how we communicate with others. This is to say, beliefs have a very real impact. Frequently, they will be an impediment because we fail to be open or curious and thus miss numerous opportunities. Believe you me, every human being has these limiting beliefs or dogmas. As with all things, recognizing them is half of the battle. If we do that, we can ask why we harbor them and change how we conduct ourselves when and where necessary. If you have been reading this book carefully, you can sit back, relax, and review the tips with a bit of humor. In the event that one thing or the other surprises or irritates you, note it and take it with you into your day-to-day. Test whether and where it limits you. Test alternatives. Business as usual. At our company, everything has run smoothly so far. We are well positioned within our industry. Why would anyone want to change anything? After all, never change a winning team. Our buyers know that too. It would be foolhardy to change or abandon a winning strategy. If we achieve our usual outcomes, we are no doubt meeting our buyers' expectations. No one can expect more than that. Of course, you should know how your company is positioned and what has been accomplished to date. Past successes are not guarantees for future outcomes. You now have the opportunity to get to know the different facets of the company you are employed at. Be prepared to help shape a new future in which you will contribute not only to your company's success, but also to your parent company's overall success. Master your daily work during the integration into an American parent company with the blueprint of a takeover. The book supports you with a clear system, many practical examples and tips. Learn more at www.thebridge-online.com.
for sure you will find also the link in the show notes.